Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. During Trump's first term, there were also new tariffs instituted, some of which affected our next guest's company and the commercial construction industry and is now happening again. Tim Kennedy is president of Trident Construction. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Tim, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike. Glad to be here.
Now, first of all, give us a history and overview of your company.
Oh, Trident Construction, we are commercial general contractors. We were founded in 1981 by a gentleman named Robbie Ferry. So we have been in business for almost 45 years. We specialize in commercial and industrial construction in the Charleston, Dorchester, and Berkeley County area. So most of our work is in the low country of South Carolina.
And how's business been? What's the industry been like?
You know, as you know, Charleston is a very robust market. We've been here for almost 45 years. And so we've kind of really seen Charleston grow and expand and kind of become a new market. You know, I believe there's a little story Robbie said when he started the company, banker said, well, if you're not from Charleston, you'll never be successful here. Well, you know, obviously Charleston's a different place today. And so we see a very robust market in Charleston.
And give us some examples of some of the buildings that you've built and that you might be working on now.
Oh, sure. So we just finished the Oberich Hotel out on Kiowa River. That's called the Dunlin Hotel. We just finished the Cape out at Kiowa as well. Another kind of very notable project is 71 Wentworth Street. That was the restoration of the old Masonic Lodge on the corner of Wentworth and King Street. We also do a lot of industrial work, a lot of commercial work, a lot of work for Roper Hospital, Trident Medical Center.
All right, now let's talk about how tariffs might be affecting your industry, the commercial construction, industrial construction. During the first term of Trump's administration, there were tariffs that affected your industry on steel and aluminum, and those have been reinstated and expanded in this second term.
They have, and the first time, you know, I would say it sent some shockwaves through our industry. They were coupled with COVID protocols as well. And so all of a sudden, we saw the rate of the cost of commercial construction increasing about 15% per year during those COVID times. And so when you multiply that out, you know, that's like 45% increase cost of construction over a three-year period. Not all due to tariffs by any means, but just the combination of all the things that were going on. While the overall rate of inflation has settled down, and it has settled down in construction, but it's still there as well. There's still an inflationary pressure, and we see commercial construction projects still growing somewhere between 4 and 6% per year, which is really, what, about double the rate of inflation. Part of that, we assume, are associated with tariffs or the threat of tariffs and the instability that those bring. So, you know, it has a significant impact. And this time around with the tariffs on, you know, North American partners like Mexico and Canada, we see that being impactful even more so. China seems to impact the raw materials market. Our neighbors in Canada and Mexico really impact more of the finished products market.
And so with the tariff situation on again, off again, so much this year so far, how does a business like yours plan for this?
It's really, really tough. And it's tough in particular for our owners, you know, who are building these projects. Many of our projects are large. You know, we have a $200 million project, you know, it's taken a three-year build to build that. And really the only way you know is because no one knows for sure what's going to happen. And so we have to put basically an allowance in the contract that basically kind of covers that for, you know, where the tariff market goes. Maybe it's up, maybe it's down, maybe it flattens out, maybe it evens out. So it just makes it very volatile and makes it kind of a tricky time for contractors, for subcontractors, material suppliers, and for owners who are building buildings.
And so I guess everybody in the industry then is putting in these allowances when they're putting in bids for contracts.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that would be the most common way of handling it. You know, if you're on a smaller project and maybe it's a one-year duration and it's more of a traditional bid, you may not see that as much because you're kind of able to kind of buy that out right away and you kind of know this is where the market is right away. It's more on these larger, long-scale projects where you can kind of see this really kind of be very impactful.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely, Mike. My pleasure.
Tim Kennedy is president of Trident Construction. He joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We'll have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.